So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The local business community update. The local business community update.
All right, for the first time in 2025, Bob Durkin, welcome back.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
We're going to be talking about Bob's to-do list, things involving the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
And your role is CEO/president.
Yeah.
Bob, fill in the blank. I believe in 2025, it'll be the year that blank happens.
The first one is what is going to become of CHS, Community Health Services Hospitals in Scranton. That's the biggest issue, really, that's affecting Scranton, Lackawanna County, and a lot of northeastern Pennsylvania. The interesting thing is that the conversations of CHS hospitals that include Wilkes-Barre General, Regional, and Moses Taylor right now are really focused exclusively on the Scranton hospitals because it seems that CHS has made the determination that they do make money at Wilkes-Barre General so that they're not necessarily aggressively looking to get out of that or sell it. The biggest concern, of course, is not so much them selling it in Scranton, Regional, and Moses, is the prospect of them shutting them down.
This is a complex
Yes, incredibly complex.
Situation.
2025, just like the rest of these years, all 12 months, we got a lot of time to get these things done.
Yeah.
And these are so important, they have to get done.
That's
So the big thing is shutting them down would just be terrible.
Absolutely. I mean, bad for the community, bad for the business community, bad for everybody. I mean, literally, risk to health.
Yeah.
And so... As a Chamber of Commerce, you might look at that and say, well, why is that a chamber thing? Well, it's everybody's concern. So this is all hands on deck. Here's the good news. There's a great deal of confidence from the governor's office that a deal is going to be struck. There are conversations with multiple providers, Geisinger, University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, Thomas Jefferson, Lehigh Valley, and I think some others who are at least being brought to the table. We're hoping we're going to get over the first hurdle sometime in the next couple of months at the latest.
Is this process like a college football coach going out recruiting? Like you're bringing them in, they may say, I'm not interested, but yeah, come see the campus, come see the area.
Yeah, in a sense, except that the assets on the other end here are very limited. This is antiquated facilities, and frankly, the current owners have not maintained them.
Is it safe to say that we have two, they were separate hospitals, bought and brought into one group?
Yep.
That we may end up with just one hospital out of those two?
That's certainly possible. That's part of the conversation right now. In the last year or two, Moses Taylor and Regional, former Mercy, were actually brought in under a single license.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be for, of course, historically, they were two separate hospitals. And even for most of the time that CHS has owned them, which is, I think, 11, 12 years at this point, they were separate hospitals. But they were ultimately recently brought under one license. So the question of what which if either of the facilities would be maintained in the long run, that's one of the things that's on the table. So again, come back to the chamber perspective. What's our role here? We have reached out to the players, the elected officials, and essentially said, we know you have the primary role here, particularly the governor's office, but there are going to be some other things that you may need, some resources, talent that you want to bring to the table. And we have made the offer, bring the talent to the table and we'll take care of it. You know, someone has to pay for it, we'll pay for it.
Wow.
That's how important it is. Beyond that, somebody is going to be selected. Once some entity is going to step up, well, there's going to be a heck of a lot of different issues that will surface. As it is, for example, it isn't just that CHS owns the former Mercy Hospital and Moses Taylor. They own basically two square blocks because they bought all the properties years back with the idea of making a physical connection between the two hospitals. And so, you know, because of our development arm, Scranton-Lackawanna Industrial Building Company, SLIPCO, you know, we have a capacity to be able to assist in that regard. So today we made that offer to these players.
Oh, wow.
And we will make that offer to whoever it is that takes this over. Look, I'm not anxious to have to do the development on this thing, but someone's going to have to. And if it doesn't emerge through market circumstances, which is to say either the entity that's going to run the hospital or perhaps other third parties, as we've seen that we have so many of them now throughout northeastern Pennsylvania, individuals and small companies that are buying up and developing lands. Look, if that happens organically, terrific. But if it doesn't, we're going to be the safety net.
As we're doing this segment, it's January. What month in this year do you start sweating, going, oh, we got to get this done? It's getting, like, how long can you let this drag out?
Jason, I'll tell you what, we were sweating last month because CHS had made the pronouncement that they were prepared to announce the closing of the hospitals in early December.
Okay, so the sweating has begun. That explains the very wet jacket he's wearing.
The good news is that the governor's office has reported to us that that things have settled down and that CHS is being very cooperative with the administration. So that's number one. So CHS resolving that healthcare issue is the number one issues for us in 2025.
So again, filling in the blank here with Bob Durkin, President, CEO of the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce. I believe 2025 will be the year that blank happens. Number two.
Well, under the subject of infrastructure, I believe that Amtrak is going to be resolved this year. There's no question it will be resolved one way or another, and I feel confident it's going to be resolved in favor of creating that connection between Scranton and Midtown New York City, because the Amtrak project right now has made it to the second phase, which is a review by the Federal Railroad Administration. So far we've had Amtrak do a study, we've had the Railroad Administration do a study. Each of those entities have come back and said, this is a viable project, this is a valuable project for northeastern Pennsylvania.
Are we concerned, though, with the new administration?
I would say this, and Jason and I were talking about this before we started. There's always the threat of a political play on this in some form or fashion. But I'm going to go into this, and we're going into this as a chamber with a great degree of optimism of saying, look, things are going to be judged on their merits. And if they are, that objective approach on this tells us that this is a project that is worth doing. I think we've cited this before. The Amtrak numbers were projecting $84 million a year in economic impact from this rail. A separate study done by the Pocono Mountain Visitors Bureau that spoke to the issue of outdoor recreational activities, not just in the Pocono Mountains' normal footprint, but outside of, to include Lackawanna, Luzerne, and Wyoming counties, we're talking about the potential for $100 million worth of economic impact if that train is brought here. Because, not to go too deep into the weeds of a particular study, but they essentially reviewed households all over the city of New York and all the boroughs of New York, northern Jersey, and identified the incredible percentage of individuals there who are engaged in outdoor activities, biking, hiking, running, canoeing, fishing, hunting, and the prospect of them being able to get an easy connection from Manhattan to northeastern Pennsylvania has a potential for tremendous economic impact all across northeastern Pennsylvania. So we feel very strongly in our chamber board and frankly, all of our affiliated organizations, and there are eight of us, eight different companies under the chamber, all have passed resolutions supporting the idea of the Amtrak train.
Have you guys had conversations with some of the newly elected folks, including Rob Bresnahan, who has taken the place of a Matt Cartwright? Have you guys had conversations about that?
Yeah, I would say this. We've had a great start to this relationship. We have met with Congressman Bresnahan now, I think, three or four times, including one specifically in partnership with the Pocono Mountain Visitors Bureau on the issue of Amtrak. We at the chamber, we brought our entire team down to his Pittston office. This is all before he was even sworn in, and did a briefing for him. He's been incredibly receptive to a whole host of topics and issues that we've brought to the table from the business community's perspective. And specifically on the Amtrak issue, I won't and can't speak for the congressman, but I will say that he has been open to understanding what the issues are. He has posed some important questions that he brought to the table. And I know that the team, particularly the Larry Malski from the Railroad Authority, has very solid, concise, and clear answers to those questions. So one of the things that we need to do as a chamber, and perhaps on the, with the, working with the regional chambers, both on the CHS situation and with Amtrak, is we've got to get out in front of any of these questions. People that talk about the potential security issues of the train, honestly, I can't wait to get that information out there for everybody to see and read, because an Amtrak train has incredible security on the front end, on the train itself, and on the back end, everything from drug sniffing dogs to basically a police force is on the train. So some of the stuff that people have tossed out there, and I know we've all heard it, you know, it's important. And I don't dismiss people's initial concerns, but now we have good information. So it's up to us, it's up to the chamber, and it's up to the other partners to get that information out there to the public. And that's going to be critical for the Amtrak project to advance in 2025.
That's one of those big challenges, because there are so many people, I wish people would say things like, I worry about what could happen if this goes in. Whereas we don't hear that much. We get people saying this: I'm going to tell you why you need to be afraid, because this is going to happen, as if it's fact that it hasn't happened yet. It's a slight different, because you can tell someone who's a little concerned, say, well, this probably won't happen because of this. We understand.
Right. Yeah. You know,
it's mindset.
I never think that people who have, you know, whether they're whatever the basis of their opinions may be, even if they're non-factual, I think it's always better you just address those with facts.
Yeah.
If they understand and receive the facts in the right way, terrific. And if they don't, there's nothing you can do about that.
I had a quick chat with someone who said one of the reasons they thought this was not going to work was that, what are people just going to go there and work, and how they're going to spend their whole salary on the train back and forth? And I was like, no, talk to people who work in New York. The companies.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Pay for your travel.
Yeah, it's just,
or they pay well enough to be able to pay for your travel.
Right, so it's not like,
Look, there's a lot of naysayers when there are a lot of things that are being built or done in the area, and yet we have some really great things that started off with a lot of controversy and a lot of complaints.
Exactly. In a previous conversation we've had, remember, we went over a whole host of things. Right. Think about arena yes or no. It went down to the wire. And how valuable has the arena been?
Right.
Think about Montage and baseball and all the different things that have... The public investment that's been put in the Casey Highway.
Nancy and I mean, there's a couple.
Really, I can't even remember what the final vote was on the arena, but it was darn close.
It really was.
Yeah,
it was very close, a
still
handful of votes. Yeah. All right, so we're on to number three.
There you go.
Number three. I should have come up with a song.
Okay.
So the third one, and we talked about this again before we started, it maybe is not as quite as concrete as talking about the hospitals or Amtrak, but in 2025, the preeminent issue, not just for this Chamber of Commerce, but I'm going to say for all of the chambers in the region, and in fact, for so many other players, nonprofits, government, like, workforce is the issue. And let me draw it down to a much more concrete fashion. We already have seen outstanding work by a variety of the higher educational institutions. So LCCC, it's always been their bailiwick to be connecting the educational experience to actual jobs, actual work that's taking place or available here in northeastern Pennsylvania. Likewise, Lackawanna College does a great job there, and they've picked up their game as well. Johnson College, the same way. So what I mean by this is it isn't just an esoteric educational experience. It isn't an ivory tower education where you just go and get a particular degree and then you figure out what you're going to do. These are institutions. And in fact, I would say that almost all of the higher educational institutions are tacking in this direction. I think of the University of Scranton, where they're building their Center for Workforce Development. That's very concrete. It's a connection to real jobs, training for real specific jobs that are available here in northeastern Pennsylvania. But I don't want to emphasize the higher ed because I think that the market has driven them in that direction. What I believe is critically important and where we're going to put a great deal of emphasis in 2025 is in our connections to primary and secondary educations. I would say this unabashedly, every single school district in northeastern Pennsylvania has to take very seriously as a part of their curriculum the connection of their students to the real jobs, A, to make them aware that jobs exist, B, to tell them what it is required for those jobs, and, you know, C, to make connections with their families or their other decision makers that are part of this so that people can capture and understand there are fantastic jobs, great many jobs throughout northeastern Pennsylvania. We've had this conversation on the air before as well. You can't name a topic. You can't name a job sector where there are not an abundance of jobs in northeastern Pennsylvania, be they healthcare or engineering, you know, higher end technology. Those jobs are here and they are growing. And some of the other work of our chamber and CANDU and other chambers of commerce and economic development organizations and Miracle, we're bringing these jobs here.
Right.
And we just need to make sure that we're connecting. So 2025, I think, has a tremendous important undercurrent of how do we get out and connect with the schools.
What you're talking about isn't just, here, we're going to tell you the skills you need to get a job like this. It's, here are the skills, specific skills, and things you need to know to get a job specifically with them, right?
Or to even start working in a field that they may want to work in. And it's so much better if they have their hands on and they see it and experience it and know what it means.
And then, you know, the offshoots from that are internships, apprenticeships, educational experiences, and connecting the businesses into the schools. Well, we do a lot of that now. In fact, we have our workforce summit that's coming up on March 20th at the Radisson Lackawanna Station. And the emphasis for the last few years, and most notably for this year, has not just been a job fair, where you open the doors and expect people to walk in. Yes, we'll have that. But more so, the emphasis here is to bring students in. So we're literally connecting with school districts and bringing students in to meet with the representatives of the various industries that are spread across northeastern Pennsylvania. One-on-one opportunities, high school students.
Yeah, and it's wild because when I was younger, so many more high school students had jobs than you see now today.
Yeah.
Some will go all the way through college before they may actually have, you know, a pretty steady job that they do.
Yeah. I mean, and not only is that a reflection of or building a, you know, work ethic, but it's for many people, you know, how about maybe people in radio, right?
It's not for everybody. It's
Well, you know, we joked about it before. It's like, I don't know of anybody who, you know, in grade school said, boy, I hope I can work for a chamber of commerce. But I do think there are people that would say they like to work in radio.
But even through the years, as a manager here at the radio station, we get nowhere near the applicants from college students looking for work that we used to get. We're not even talking an internship where you're unpaid, you know, paid internships. We do not see people applying like they used to.
Yeah. That goes back to what I said before about making sure that we're connecting back to the families. So, you know, think about it. The parents are going to be a big part of the decision making and what's going to happen with their children. And it's got to be beyond extracurriculars, right? It's got to be about their education. It's got to be about preparing them for what happens when they graduate either from high school or later from higher ed.
Wouldn't it be something if they put as much energy into it as you would with sports? Not to knock sports, but it seems like most of the energy goes into let's do travel sports. And then when the sports are done, you got to worry about getting in the real world.
Yeah. It is interesting, too, because even though people have come to the you know, revelation that, well, I'm not probably not going pro. People will be like, oh, you play baseball. You think you'll go pro? You never hear anyone go, I hear you're good at math. You think you're going to be an engineer? Is there, will that so be your, what's your career path? Why don't we talk about stuff like that? It's almost like I'm at a point in my life. I don't want to talk about a will because I don't want to think about my ultimate demise eventually. And younger people don't want to think about their career. They just want to worry about what I'm going to do that's fun next.
Yeah. Which,
what's wrong with people?
Well, and you know, you have certain groups. So, for example, we have through our Leadership Lackawanna program, Tomorrow's Leaders Today. These are high school juniors. And we actually just expanded the program this year. Normally, we would have about 40 students in there, but a competitive process to get TLT, as we call it, usually out of 80 to 100 applicants. So what we did was we ramped it up. I think we have 82 to 84 in this year's class. These are achievers. These are the folks, the young people who are going, they're taking advanced placement classes. They are going on to higher education without whether they're a part of our program or not. We believe they gain value from being a part of this program. The bigger challenge is individuals who maybe are not obvious.
Yeah.
And when I mentioned our workforce summit, one of the things that we've done with that is we've gone to the schools and we have said, we don't want you sending us your, you know, advanced placement students. We want you to look in your classrooms, talk to your teachers, look at those diamonds in the rough, you know, and it might be family circumstances or in some cases, you know, and again, we talked about this off air before. There could be some modest learning disability, but not a disability that would prohibit these people from becoming productive right. members of society.
Yeah, regular education maybe doesn't fit perfectly to their mold.
Well, how many very successful people do you hear from who also didn't have it easy, didn't right. have those high grades, and yet they had a great work ethic. They had, you know, they were persevered nonetheless.
Yeah, and so we're trying to, you know, spread this out. We're trying to make sure that we're going not to the low-hanging fruit of let's, you know, to bring in all of the bright kids, the A students. No, let's talk about how we connect with others, because we all know this. It doesn't, as you just implied there, Nancy, it doesn't necessarily mean that these aren't bright young people. It's just not, maybe the traditional educational experience is not one that's capturing their strengths.
Right.
Yeah. Bright can be defined in many different ways.
Sure can.
And if I was a different kind of bright, I could articulate that.
Listen, this is a full plate.
Yeah, this has been really interesting, too. I should have been more clear, by the way. I was expecting something like my answer. I believe 2025 will be the year that I finally watch the Godfather films. Nancy, what was yours?
Oh, gosh.
No, this is...
Wait a minute. You've never watched the Godfather?
I never have. I somehow I've avoided it. I don't know why.
Well, but I've never seen The Sound of Music, so there's that. Which one's more shocking?
Probably the Godfather.
I've only seen Godfather 1 and 2 about 100 times
Oh,
each.
Wow. Okay.
Really? Well, we just found out Joe Snedeker's never seen the movie Airplane. What is
it? It's not his kind of humor.
What does that mean?
No, right? Funny isn't funny, I guess, to some people.
Apparently not. But look, this has really been interesting. I can't wait to see what happens.
Hopefully
month
we're
after
able
month.
To talk about how we hit it out of the park with all of these at the end of the year, right?
It won't be for lack of trying, I could tell you that.
Yeah, trying before we start this podcast and continuing well after. Bob Durkin, thank you for being here again, the Local Business Community Update. We do this, it's supposed to be the first Tuesday every month with some personal things that I
so busy.
Got involved. Yeah,
New
Bob's
Year's.
Been, yeah, how, I'm busy. When can we talk, Bob? 3 weeks. No, you've been very, everyone's been very busy.
Well, so. I hate to say it, but I spent last week in Miami for the Orange Bowl, so.
Like I said,
things didn't go exactly the way.
Sometimes you got to relax.
Heartbreaking. I'm still heartbroken.
But thank you, Jason. Thank you, Nancy. I'm looking forward to another productive 2025. And thank you for giving us this airtime.
The Local Business Community Update.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.